The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
John Kelleher, we are chatting US presidential politics indirectly, I suppose, in this edition of The Last Post. Roberta McCain, we are remembering, 108 years young. That's some innings, John.
That's really some innings. And she was a pretty remarkable woman, I think. She was a very independent, like a maverick, a bit like her son, actually. Senator John McCain was a bit of a maverick. But even when she was 96, like she was, as you said, 108 when she died last week, but at 96, she was still actively campaigning for him.
Wow. Absolutely remarkable thing to do. Tell us a little bit about her early life.
She was born in Oklahoma in 1912. Her father became extremely wealthy. He bought vast tracts of land just before there was a huge oil boom, and he became immensely wealthy. And when she was about 12, he moved the family to Los Angeles, and she acquired a taste for travel. We'll have maybe more about that later. Watch this space. Every summer, her father used to take the whole family right around America or parts of America in a car. They'd go to places like the Great Lakes or Minnesota, the Mojave Desert, the source of the Mississippi. She said about the Mississippi, that source, she said, it's the littlest trickle you ever saw.
They're the river version of from small acorns do mighty oaks grow. Tell
exactly,
us about this travel that she was fond of.
Well, that was much, much later, like much later in life.
But there was some travel, I believe, when she met John McCain's dad.
Oh, there was. Yes, you're quite right. She actually met this young naval officer. She was 21 at the University of Southern California. This is in 1933. And she met this young naval officer called Jack McCain. And against the wishes of her mother, who disapproved strongly, they eloped to Mexico. They got married in Tijuana, apparently above a bar named Caesar's.
Wow.
And the headline, by the way, in the San Francisco Examiner was Society Co-ed Elopes with Navy Officer Roberta Wright Defies Family.
Wow.
And she looked back on it.
Yeah, go on.
She was in her 90s. And in an interview with Vogue, she said, I realize now I was so immature. I just took life as it came. And then she sort of smiled and said, at the age of 96, she said, I still do.
That's a good way, good attitude to life. Look, I suppose despite that unusual start to their marriage, things kind of went par for the course after that. They had a family. Those kids grew up and went on to do their own things. One of those kids, obviously, John McCain, who ran for president, as you said, and we'll talk about her role in that campaign as well. But one of the other things John McCain is so famous for is being shot down over Hanoi. Tell us about Roberta's knowledge and role in all of that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. He was, as you say, he was shot down in 1967 at the height of the Vietnam War. He was a naval pilot, and he actually spent 5.5 years imprisoned in a prisoner of war camp in North Vietnam, tortured. But when the news came through first, she and her husband were just getting ready to go to a dinner party at the home of the Iranian ambassador. And then they got a phone call. And they heard that John had been shot down over Hanoi. And they went on to the dinner, but they didn't tell anybody. They didn't share the news with anybody. And remarkably, I think, a week later, she wrote a letter to the president, who was Lyndon Johnson. Mm. And she said in the letter, as the parent of a son who was shot down in Hanoi last week and is now a prisoner of war, I wonder if you're interested to know that both my husband and I back you and your policies 100% in Vietnam. May God bless you, etc., etc.
Wow.
And that, of course, was at the height of the war. Lots of war protests, rising.
Yeah, well, look, it obviously turned out well for John McCain. Ultimately, when he was released, it didn't go well when he was in prison. I know he's spoken about, look, all the isolation and torture. He became a very successful politician. He ran for president first in 2000. Is that right? Or ran
That's
for the,
right.
the
yeah,
Republican
he
nomination?
He ran unsuccessfully twice. He ran, obviously, he ran for the Republican nomination against George Bush in 2000.
I don't remember a lot about John McCain in that election.
Yeah, there was. It was quite a nasty election in as things often are within a political party. You know, even worse than when they're fighting against another.
Like
party.
What? What did they do?
Well, there was a very nasty smear campaign against John McCain. There were various smears. One was that he'd fathered an illegitimate black child in the South Carolina primary. This was a big thing. In fact, it was completely untrue. He and his wife Cindy had adopted an adopted daughter, Bridget, who was Bangladeshi, and like she was dark skinned.
My God.
So that rumor kind of did a lot of damage in that particular state. There was another one that his wife Cindy was a drug addict. There was another one that he was gay. And there was also one, which was that he was a Manchurian candidate. You know that situation where that he'd been brainwashed and, in quotes, turned during his prisoner of war days in North Vietnam.
She said she was quite frank about it. I never expected him to get elected and I didn't care if he was. I don't think he had enough money, enough expertise or enough anything, which is pretty damning coming from your mother. But then 8 years later, she did play a fairly active role in the 2008 presidential campaign when he was the Republican nominee.
Did. She changed her mind and she was much more involved, actually to the dismay of his handlers, because she was, as you've just pointed out, an extremely straight-talking woman. And McCain had, in the 2008 campaign, he had a famous campaign bus, which was called the Straight Talk Express. And she was by far the straightest talking person that rode on that bus.
Well, look, things didn't work out, obviously, for him in that campaign, despite his mother's help. You mentioned the love of travel, and we talked about the eloping to Mexico. What were these Baby Ben's road trips?
Oh yeah, that's fantastic. They this is when she was quite getting on, you know, quite a bit. She and her identical twin sister, who was called Rowena, decided that they would like to travel all around Europe and the rest of the world. And like her husband at this stage, he had died in 1981. But no car rental agency would rent a car to two women in their 80s, which is what they were. So they just bought one, a Mercedes and a Baby Benz. And they drove it all over Europe. They went to Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. She said, I always wanted to see Samarkand, which is in Uzbekistan.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine.
By the way, they kept the car. She kept the car in Europe until around 2006, when she had it shipped back to Washington, D.C. And then at the age of 95, she drove from Washington to San Francisco to deliver the car to a great nephew.
Wow.
And along the way, she picked up a speeding ticket for driving through northern Arizona at 112 miles an hour.
Well, John, one must always keep a car in Europe, don't you know that? Listen, fascinating stuff, John.